We're back here on Giants.com. We are at the bye week, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. Let's take a look at the Giants' defense through the first 10 games of the season. And, Paul, the one thing that jumps out, the one thing this defense has done better than any other team in the NFL this year is take the ball away from the other teams.
Yeah, you know, John, you can coach it all you like, and Tom Coughlin certainly emphasizes that. He's done it ever since he's been here. But for some reason, the ball just seems to be coming to the guys a little more frequently than it had in a couple of years past. I will say this. You know, usually it's a lot of pressure that causes quarterbacks to make mistakes that leads to the larger turnovers. Well, the Giants have been very sporadic in their pressure, and yet they're still coming up with them. So that does say a lot about their back seven.
You mentioned the pass rush. It's been silent for much of the year, but it woke up against the Patriots. Yeah. Three sacks. Robert Nunn, Giants defensive line coach, says it has to do with one man, Jason Pierre-Paul.
He's, you know, when he's out there, they know he's out there, and it helps everyone else. And so, he's had some really good pressures, and he had the sack that was taken away yesterday on a tough call. But if he continues to do what he is doing right now, things are going to work out.
Paul, what type of difference can JPP make in the final six games, not only getting sacks for himself, but opening up things for his teammates because teams have to double, maybe triple team him?
There's no question he's already made an impact. You could see it. Just look at what has happened in these first two games since he's been here. Ask Jameis Winston in the fourth quarter when he was trying to bring the Bucs back if he felt this 6'5", number 90 in his vicinity, because he did. Ask Tom Brady if he was aware of number 90 being around like a shark in the water. He knew. So there's no question that JPP's making an impact. Now, he's got to get home a few more times. You know, they're going to need that. You can't just scare people without getting home. So we're going to have to see him get home in the next few weeks to effectively help this pass rush.
Now, the Giants have been playing a game of musical chairs at linebacker this year. Guys in and out of the lineup because of injury, especially in the middle. John Beeson missed some games. Now, he's not going to be playing again for the rest of the year. Uwani Unga's been out with a neck. But it looks like the Giants might have found something in Jasper Brinkley.
Isn't it amazing, in a way, in a small way, Brinkley has come in here and been injected into the lineup, much like John Beeson was a few years ago. And all of a sudden, things started clicking a little bit better for that rush defense, which had done well early in the year, then slumped for a while when the guys were getting hurt. Then Brinkley comes in, and now all of a sudden it's picking up again. Look, I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but what I will tell you is this. Brinkley's been active. He's been hitting people, and in fact, against the Patriots, he caused a turnover.
Everyone was worried about the Giants' run defense with Jonathan Hankins going down with the injury, but with Brinkley, a middle linebacker, so far, they haven't really felt the pain of that loss. As Brinkley stepped in and other Giants' defensive tackles have stepped in to replace Jonathan Hankins. Paul, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
Thanks for joining us during the bye week on Giants.com. It's the Giants and Redskins. That takes place the weekend of Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us, everybody.